Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, today on the show, we're talking about dating and finding love after 40s, you know, your 40s, 50s, 60s, and even 70s. If you want to join into the conversation, remember that the call-in number is 404-892-2703. You can also post your question or comment on the video that we just posted on our 1380 WAOK Facebook page. So if you're not following us, like I said earlier, go ahead, like our page so that you can chime in. Now, before we went to break, we were talking with our singles here in the studio today. And Barry Riddle, you didn't get a chance to talk about your dating journey. Could you share that with us before we move on and talk about some free tickets that we have coming up?
Sure, thanks. Excuse me. Yeah, I've been single now for about 10 years and just got back here from San Francisco on the West Coast. And I find it interesting that the freedom that's on the West Coast is kind of different from on the East Coast when it comes to dating. People out there are more free with their thinking. They're more apt to take chances with different cultures, different races of people. When we talk about the 25-1, we are talking about people that look like us. But that number goes down significantly if you decide that. Now, if we're talking dating, we're just talking about dating someone, irrespective of color. We're talking about finding love. You get to choose. Love doesn't have a color. Love comes at you the way it comes at you. So it's kind of interesting. It's a different dichotomy for me. I'm single. I'm out there enjoying the freedom of being single and finding myself in that journey has been interesting for me.
Wow. Well, you know, that's a great question to kind of kick off the conversation with. You know, hearing some of Barry and Tristan and Travis talk about their perspective from a man's lens is interesting, because all I hear is I'm just enjoying the journey and peace. Now, when you talk about dating as an older man, a man over 40, what are some of the things that you are looking for in that right person? Are you even looking to get married? Are you even looking for anything permanent? Travis, we'll start with you.
That little consistency of, knowing wifey's at wherever, that's something that I could come home to. Or, you know, I get invited to things all the time. Award shows and things like that. So, you know, good things to have that someone special. Like, I had Life Gin and tickets the other night. So I had two tickets, right? So I like, oh, man, I don't feel like taking her. Oh, definitely don't want to take her. I ended up going by myself. You know, so it's like, you know, you have that wifey that you know that, okay, when I get two tickets, I know exactly who I'm going with. When I get nominated for some award or whatever, I know exactly who I'm taking. So, yeah, I would love to have that, but you know, I have settled before and ended up, you know, just as miserable. And so now it's like, nah, when the right fit comes, I'll be good. Until then, I'll wait until the right fit comes.
Well, what I find interesting is that the men don't have a problem with finding women. You don't have a problem with meeting women, or do you? Or is it just...
No. I mean, the problem, like the lady said on the panel, it's quality over quantity. There's a lot of women in Atlanta, you know, but if you have, like, I mean, not to equate women to a car, but if you have 20 cars but only the Honda Accord works, why get in that Range Rover? Why get in that Mercedes? You're going to have problems with it all the time. So just get in that Honda. It's consistent and it's good, and let's roll.
So what are the expectations that you have when you date? We'll start, Tristan. I know when I spoke with you before coming on the show, you mentioned that that women have unrealistic expectations sometimes.
Absolutely, in my opinion. That's been my experience. I'm not saying 100% of the time all the women I actually meet, but I think there are women that I've met recently or in the past where the attraction is there from a physical standpoint, from a mental standpoint. But I think sometimes as it relates to us building as a team, our expectations are a little different. So that's why that comment that I made to you is something that I stand on, because that's been my experience.
Brother, I'm going to need you to speak up about this. Now, you kind of stepping on some toes here when you talk about team building. I think a lot of women would say, and ladies chime in, that that's something that we want from in a relationship, especially when we're over 40, because most of us are pretty much established. We're not looking to have you take care of us. We have our own thing. And oftentimes, what would you say, Genevieve, that you've had when it comes to, because you're pretty successful, Tiffany, so are you, and so are you, Sandy, when it comes to dating, you don't really need anything. So we are looking for someone to build with. Why do you think that would be a challenge for someone, like for a man, to find a woman that doesn't have her stuff together yet?
I believe that in some cases they say that they want a woman that brings something to the table, but I hate to say this, but I think that for me, I found men are intimidated because I don't need anything, you know. And I've even had some women tell me, well, you know, you need to act like you need them and do all of this. And I want to be myself, you know. I want to be my fun-loving, you know. I have a big personality. I like to be that way. And some men are just intimidated by, you know, your assurance. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it's something that is kind of stifling as a woman, where you establish, I can get my own nails done, I can get my own hair done, I don't need you to do that, I want someone to travel with, you know, go out with, and, you know, not bring those games to the table that come into play. That's what I find.
Now, Sandy, you're in your over 60. What about from your perspective when it comes to a man saying that they're looking for somebody to build with but can't seem to find that?
It's pretty much like Tiffany said. I don't think it's any difference whether to me. Genevieve said. Yeah. I don't think it's any different from being 40, 50, or 60. I've ran into men who, when trying to have an honest conversation with them, and I would say to them, I'm not looking for somebody to take care of me. I've taken care of myself. But what I do want is somebody to care about me. And I think everything else will fall in place. Anything you want to do for me or give to me will fall in place because you care about me. But then I've had men to tell me, that's your problem. You know, that's what's wrong with women. They don't need nobody. You can't tell a man you don't need them to take care of you, because that's what men do, is take care of women. So it's like put us in like this really crazy position.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Today, if you're just joining us, we are talking about dating and finding love after 40. We have a panel of guests here that are in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, sharing, single men and women, sharing how they have their ups and downs, things that they're looking for. Some say is unrealistic, some say is very realistic. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a caller and hear what they have to say about dating after 40. Caller, welcome to the show. Hello, caller, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, who are we speaking with today?
This is Pam from Atlanta.
Well, Pam, for Atlanta, what's your thoughts on dating after 40?
Well, I would just like to say I'm in my 50s, and I've been single for a while, and I can sympathize with the ladies and gentlemen on the panel saying that it's hard to make a love connection sometimes in your age group or even out of your age group. But what I've found that if you kind of make a bucket list of things that you would like to do, because once you get older, you do have the finances to have more hobbies and explore and do more things, and just be willing sometimes to go by yourself to different functions, because Atlanta always has things to do. And then you will meet people, make friends, and sometimes you'll meet people there, like form a friendship, and then out of those friendships, you may find a relationship. But for my brown sisters, we have to remember, a lot of our men are locked up, whether they're locked up on their own, reasons or unjust. So we don't have a lot of men of our race in Atlanta. And then a lot of the men that are in Atlanta are not heterosexual men. So that even lessens the pot for us. And then a lot of our men are dating outside the race, so that lessens the pot again if you want to stay within your race. But just to combat all of those things. Like they say, you have to be by yourself so you can know exactly what it is you want and don't want. And just, I think if you just mingle and busy yourself with hobbies and other things that you would like to do, you'll find that time alone is not time alone. It's time to find yourself and meet new people as well.
Well, you know, Pam, thank you so much for your thoughts. You've touched a lot of points that we're going to discuss in our second hour. You must have knew exactly what was going to be happening in the second hour because you touched on all of those points, and you have some very valid points in regards to black men being incarcerated, how hard it is for women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s to find someone that looks like them, especially in Atlanta when the ratio, like Travis said earlier, is 25-1. So we thank you so much for calling in. Continue to listen and follow us on Facebook and chime in and more on Facebook on our videos too, okay?
Thank you. I will.
All right. Now on our next caller, we have Miss T from South Carolina. Miss T, what are your thoughts about dating after 40?
I have enjoyed listening to you and your guests. Well, one of your guests had mentioned that it happens when it happens, and another mentioned that he was waiting for the right fit. Well, I've been there, and it really didn't work for me. So what I do, I just enjoy the moment. I simply do what pleases me and things that I enjoy. And I'm not really looking or waiting or in hope that I will meet the right person or the right fit or wait for it to happen. I just enjoy the moment.
Miss T, do you mind us asking what age range are you in?
Oh, I'm 66.
66. So you're in your mid-60s.
Yes.
That's very good perspective. So during your journey in your 40s and 50s, were you single?
I was.
And how was that a struggle? Did you have fear as you got closer to 60 of being alone? Or did you come to that understanding of just let it be, or was it a struggle emotionally?
It really was not a struggle because I was very busy with my family and friends and activities that I did. So I really wasn't losing a lot of grief or losing a lot of time looking for the right man or perhaps marrying someone because that was not my agenda during that time. I had too many things to occupy me. Now I'm still not looking to be married or to find the right person. I just want to have fun and just enjoy life.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in, especially from South Kakalaki. That's where I'm from. So it's good to hear a familiar Southern voice. Thank you so much for calling in. Continue to listen to Love and Relationships. Well, guests, all of our callers have said something. I want to introduce to our panel Dr. Ken and Myra McKnight. They're with Better One, Better Two Relationship Academy in Fayetteville, Georgia. I've met you guys before, and we discussed this type of dynamic, and I know you're going to be giving us a clinical and practical perspective on dating after 40. You've been listening. You've been hearing some of the things that we've been talking about. What are your thoughts?
Sure. I was reading over the questions and listening to everyone, and I first want to kind of change everybody's mindset just a little bit, because I believe it's not so much about finding the right person, but being the right person for the person that you meet, being the right person for each other, because it's more or less about being right than finding right. It's almost like a Rubik's Cube. That Rubik's Cube, when you're first born, it's perfect. It's all together, and as life goes on, things get moved out of place. And when you're talking about somebody in their 40s, they're going to have some baggage along the way, somebody already mentioned it, some mental scars, you know, some battle scars. But when you meet that person is going to be right for you to make that Rubik's Cube back perfect again. And it can be something little. It doesn't have to be something big. It's not about money. It's more or less that emotional connection that you have with that person that makes everything all right, that gives you peace in that relationship. And that's really what you're wanting out of that relationship, someone that gives you peace of mind.
Myra, would you say as well?
I agree. But what I want to say is that one thing when it comes to relationships with men and women is that men move on and women hold on. And that is a dynamics. It's not going to ever work at all. Men are able to keep it moving no matter what is going on in their life, relationships. But as women, sometimes we just hold on to stuff. And we just hold on to that baggage. And you don't want to do that. I think that women can take a page from men and kind of be able to, especially 40 years old, you should be able to just move on. Take responsibility of the relationship that you got yourself into. This man did not wrangle you. He did not put a gun to your head. You made a decision to get into a relationship with him. And what happens with women a lot of times is that we do not accept the flag. When the flag is thrown, we do not accept it. We stay in it because what we want to do is fix it. We want to make you right. And we want to be the one to get you where we want you to be. But it is not our responsibility to do that at all. I think we need to grow up from that.
Wow. Well, Myra, we're going to have to get you some security because I know daggers are going to be throwing your way. We need to move on. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to move on to the next segment.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Now, when we talk about being healthy and being in a relationship, is dating online an option? We were talking about that during the break. Should people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s consider dating people online? Now, I know Travis mentioned you can't really see what the legs look like online. But
that's not what I said. You can see what the legs look like online. You can't see the personality online.
Amen. Okay. But is that healthy to just kind of get to know someone to see, you know, the attraction, if the attraction is there? What about online dating? Have anybody tried online dating?
I have.
Has it been successful?
We've done a lot of couples that came through our practice that have, you know, met their partner through online dating. So, you know, there is some success out there. And then there's some, with anything with social media or online, there are some people who abuse the system. So you have to be mindful of that as well, too. But there are some success stories out there. Yes.
I do online dating, and I have a rule, and it's my rule about online dating. I don't do a lot of online chatting. If I meet you online, and to be perfectly honest, I have two phones. So I will give you my phone number, and we can start having a verbal conversation and hearing each other's voice. And then after two or three conversations, we can meet. I don't care if it's for coffee or whatever, but I will not get into a long-term texting relationship with anybody.
What about the gentleman, Barry, Tristan? Do you guys date online?
I have not. However, I'm not opposed to it. But I tend to lean more towards allowing or putting myself in situations where I can meet someone organically because I don't have a problem approaching, you know, women regardless. So.
What about you, Barry?
Ditto.
Ditto. Okay. Travis, what about you? Do you date online?
I have, but like I said earlier, it's kind of, you know, you look at the pictures and that's fine, but then, you know, you got to actually get to meet the person. So it sounds like I'm not going to go do that because I want to be able to, like my man just said, meet you organically and meet you, you know, in a real setting. So, you know, obviously online, it's your representative. You're putting the best foot forward. You want people to, you know, be attracted to you. So you can say one thing and then your whole, like James Baldwin said, I can't believe what you say because I see what you do.
That's deep. Genevieve, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in. I'm unwilling to do online. It creates like a fear for me. I like to meet individuals in person, and because again, like he said, they can present whatever, and I don't want to come up missing.
Well, we don't want you to come up missing.
No.
Now, Myra, you wanted to say something. We're coming to the end of our show. How can we wrap this up? Finding love after 40. 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. It seemed like no matter what age group you're in, whether even if you're in your 20s or 30s, their problems are very similar. The situations, the obstacles, the challenges, the mindset are all the same when it comes to the challenges with dating. What is the best way to sum up this?
You want to be the best person that you can be. A better person is a better partner. And be careful with all the issues of the other person, but look at the issues of yourself, because actually what you might think is terrible about him, he might think was terrible about you. Mm-hmm. So you can't ask for a perfect person and you're not that, mm-hmm. and you're no way of getting that. So it's kind of look in the mirror, mm-hmm. actually look in the mirror. And I just want to say on that dating part, that is going to become the way of the dating cycle is online dating. And the other caveat you can stick in there is do a Zoom. If you want to see how they look, put your Zoom on. You don't have to go meet them, and you can tell from there. So there's some very technology savvy things and ways of the world now.
Dr. Ken?
Yes, I just like to wrap it up and say, you know, first of all, in going into a relationship, first thing that you want to do is love yourself. Now, when I say that, love everything about you, good, bad, and the ugly. And when you can look in the mirror and say, hey, I love you, then you're ready. Because when you can do that and you love all the imperfections about yourself, when you see those imperfections into another person, then you can begin to say, hey, I can deal with you. I see your imperfections, but I see what you have as well. You add value to me. And when you can see that a person can add value to your life, then the imperfections, what they may be, may not matter so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.